You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, David's the last man standing. He is not subscribed. I have submitted to the universe. I'm not even trying to figure it out. Tigers are making the playoffs. We go to Dan on a cell. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, what's going on, guys? Hey, Rico, how you doing?
Excellent. Hey, Dan. What's on your mind?
This team reminds me of my 2011 Cardinals that really used the voodoo and took the life out of Ron Washington, Mike's favorite haircut in all of Major League Baseball.
Poor Ron Washington.
Well, you said it. You said it, Mike. And I told Doug and Gator, Chris Fetter is the new, whoever Tony La Russa's pitching coach. The new.
He's like the new Leo Mazzoni or Mel Stottlemyre.
The new Dave Duncan. He's the new Dave Duncan, right?
He's unbelievable. Tony La
Russa, Dave Duncan for years. And so when I look at that 2011 Cardinals team, Ryan Theriault, come on, David Freese used to play baseball next to my house at a community college. Those guys weren't stars. They just found the right stroke at the right time and really went through the playoffs on that miracle of infield fly rule against the Braves in 2011. And they just found the right chemistry towards the end of the year. And I think that's what the Tigers have done here. That's hell of a reason to watch them. So
yeah, I mean, listen, Danny, it's something very simple: is that 90% of sports can make sense and it can be pragmatic and based on math. And I've spent my career. I'm pragmatic and I am cynical. That's just how I am. But there has to be a 10% where it doesn't make sense and the best teams don't win or the odds aren't representative of what actually happens. Like Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame. How? They could play 100 times. That might be the one time it happened. That's why we keep coming back for more.
See, I think the odds are even greater than that, Mike.
Than 51%?
No. The 90% things go the way that they're supposed to. I think that we think that way, but in essence, it's like there's a city in the desert built off of, hey, games don't go the way you think they're going to go. Trust us on this. I mean, I was watching a little snippet of your cash or ticket, and you're like, guys, we had the worst week ever, and it happens.
Oh, like, God, yeah.
I know what you do with your research.
It don't matter.
You throw it out the window.
Fugazi.
Because then all of a sudden somebody just walks in and says, I think that team's going to win.
Yeah. Touchdown, yeah. Saints, yeah. Again and again. Let's go over to Ian, 97.1. Ian, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Voodoo Tuesday.
Voodoo Tuesday. Talk to me.
First things first, you guys had a show about a week or two ago about the magic number being 4 or the Fangraph at 9.
Yeah.
I was screaming at my radio saying 4 games behind. That was a comfortable vote. Now, with that being said, I am not on the Rico plan. I feel the Tigers need to do something in Baltimore this weekend. Right now, it's 60-40. Tigers are not making the playoffs. If they win 2 out of 3 in Baltimore and they come home and they play the Rays and the White Sox the last 6 games of the season, I'm on board. If they have a terrible weekend against Baltimore, I'm not on board.
Okay. And look, I respect that. Yeah. And you're right.
That's fair.
It could totally change in a blink of an eye.
But, Ian, why wait till the weekend? Believe now.
No.
Well, it's hard to believe now. I like what you guys did with the Bible about, like, you know, on the seventh day, the Twins lose to the Guardians on Thursday. That was awesome.
That's it.
But that's it. And now, if they do lose on Thursday, you know, they got to go. Honestly, guys, they got to go 2 out of 3 in Baltimore. They really do.
Okay.
I know 1 out of 3 is not going to cut it.
No, listen, Ian, you still have a tall mountain to climb, but it's shifted from this thing of, look, at the start, like let's say they put 1 good week in the books and your odds are 0.3% of making it. No, you're not going to sit here in good conscience and be like, yeah, we're going to go 30-8. But now that you've laid down this amount of tape and you've gotten to this point with 10 games to go, I kind of just look at it and go, all right, if it hasn't fallen apart now, it's not going to. The voodoo's real. We're practicing blood magic and we're just moving with it. I mean, look at it. Look at, guys, if you're not watching the games, that's fine. When I tell you everyone they bring out of the bullpen is Mariano Rivera, just that's what's happening.
Yeah. You're catching every break. You're believing every break. Because I'm quite sure every Twins fan had their held their breath saying, we're about to lose this game.
Duren loaded the bases. They had to get him out of the game. You know, winning run is at the plate. The Twins.
And they felt like they were going to lose.
Yeah.
And they won, but I promise you, every fan was thinking, here we go again. We're here. We're saying the same thing, except for it's positive.
Yes.
Oh. Well, we didn't move that guy over in the 10th inning. Just wait.
Balk.
Oh.
Now hold bat single. Right. Now your bat will turn into the bird that Randy Johnson killed.
Yeah.
Single. Like, okay. Voodoo.
Still remember that.
Go to Mike, Rochester Hills. What's up, Mikey?
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not much, guys. How are you?
Good, hey, man. What's on your mind?
Good. So, baseball reasons why we are winning. It's defensively, you've got a center fielder shaded to left center, and he makes a ball in the gap in right center look easy catching it. Like, watching it live, you're like, oh, that was a nice catch. But then you see the replay, and you're like, oh, my gosh, he was flying. It's Riley Green robbing a home run when he's your normal everyday right fielder. He plays left field last week, and he robs a home run against the Rockies. It's stuff that they're playing good defense and then turning double plays up the middle. Colt Keith and Sweeney have something going, I believe, for the future.
Okay, I don't on the last one, but I'll keep it positive. Everything else, I'm
okay.
No, I mean, Mike, it's all good. It just do you subscribe? FanGraph saying you have a 20% shot. Or the Rico graph saying 51%?
I called in last week and I said that I thought they were going to make the playoffs because the 9% made sense to me. Or excuse me, the 3.5 back from the Twins made sense. There's no way I can't say the 51% doesn't make sense. I'm 100% on board. And instead of the blood, I think we can get a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket. We don't want people puking in the stands. You know, a little Major League Baseball reference or Major League reference there.
Yeah, here, give this to Joe Boo. Yeah, no, it's Mike, you're at that point, and the most dangerous thing in sports, it's belief. It's why when you let a bad team hang around, they often beat you. Mm-hmm. Because by the time you decide you're going to play, it doesn't matter. This team clearly knows what's going on. You heard it the other night. I think they interviewed Colt Keith, and he talked about, yes, I looked at the scoreboard 36 times. I couldn't avoid it. Mm-hmm. They know, and they know they're on a roll. And you know what this is now? Every guy doing their individual job at an individual moment. This bullpen, there's not a, you could have an all-star bullpen. Rico, I could take, like, if I gave you the ability to draft six relievers of your choice, build your dream bullpen, it would not have the numbers this bullpen has in the last month.
No.
That's insane.
The funny thing is, you may have hit upon something, Mike.
Tell me.
The fact that, no, everybody is just doing their job and not having to overcompensate for someone else because of deficiencies. Because everybody is doing that, yeah, it makes it look a lot easier. You don't have a player out there. I'm not saying it's because Bias was playing, but.
Do it. Do it. Give in to the temptation.
This is a guy that was helping other teams win.
That's right.
So now you got to maybe swing a little harder at the plate. Throw the ball a little harder.
Hey, what's that record since Harvey died? It's probably like 20-5.
So, yeah, I think that right now everybody is doing their job.
You know,
and not having to do their job plus a little bit of somebody else's.
You know, fun note, Rico. creating a blood vial necklace can carry different meanings depending on the context and intent behind it. Here are some points to consider. Cultural significance. What, Kenny, I'm doing the research here. Do you know that in some cultures, using blood and jewelry can have spiritual and symbolic energy?
Yes.
Might be seen as a way to connect with ancestors and represent life force or signify a playoff chase. May have made up the last part. Gotta get with it, man. We're summoning the bones of Hank Greenberg. Blood necklace. 248-539-9797. We will continue with the people.
I love when you find out new facts.
It's exciting. Did you know that the act of using blood can carry symbolic weight? Mm-hmm. It can represent love, sacrifice, or playoff chases. And it may evoke associations with blood magic.
You mean the facts that has been in African culture? Shh,
oh, David, fuck, David, sorry, David, just let him go with it.
First of all.
Let him go with it.
First of all. The last I checked, I am selfish, and we are using this for our gain. I don't really care about what was going on in Africa in 200 BC. I care right now that if blood necklaces can help me get more balks and broken back singles and ground balls on split fingers, that's what I care about.
He's African American.
Thanksgiving.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.